during their second term, Kamala and Biden. You can look this up. It's called Commitment to Global Goals. Not only were they going to achieve Agenda 2030 by 2030, but that they were going to invest $3 trillion of U.S. taxpayer money into international organizations such as the World Food Program, which is right now apparently led by Cindy McCain. Into the World Bank for a global fight against poverty and the Sustainable Development Goals, to Global One Health, which is the One World Agenda on Health, World Health Organization. Every single thing, $3 trillion of U.S. taxpayer money was going to go through USAID and all the rest of the groups into the World Bank and all the other NGOs that are connected to the UN and all run by basically the international banking cartel up to the opaque Bank of International Settlements. And by 2030, we were going to be fully compliant with the 17 development goals of the United Nations, that everyone in the Federal Reserve in America, the 12 governors, the Federal Reserve employees that were running in 2024, that they were behind Harris and Biden, knowing what they know, because they go to Brussels and they go to the Bank of International Settlements opaque fortress over there in Switzerland every few months, our 12 governors and Powell, to get marching orders for the world economy. And you're telling me that 92% of the Federal Reserve employees donated to Democrats in 2024